Good morning. I first want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to stand before you and to share what God has placed on my heart for us today. So Psalm 29, it reads, "Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all say, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Amen." Am I the only one here that heard the saying, knowledge is power? I heard that saying growing up. Has anyone else heard that saying growing up? Well, I remember hearing this saying because we were encouraged as children to gain more knowledge so that we can be powerful in our society. And over the years, I have found this saying to appear true. So the more knowledge we gain, the more powerful we think we are, right? Science has provided us with a wealth of information regarding nature, and we are able to invent and produce more technology to treat and cure diseases, to do everyday tasks faster and more efficiently, to explore our universe, to manipulate species and clone living beings. And I bet that most of us here also agree that knowledge is power. We want our children to get an education. We want them to succeed and be the next whoever, whether it's the next technician, doctor, lawyer, scientist, artist, musician, writer, and maybe even the president. It takes knowledge to do all of these things and more. So knowledge is power. Hatred, based on all the isms, whether sexism, racism, classism, also thrives from the concept knowledge is power. There's a book that I've read a while ago called Learning to Be White, and it explains how racism is learned through parenting and one's environment, and how the hatred continues to get passed down and is spread. And this learning creates a sort of power that's based upon the humiliation of other human beings. So knowledge is power, right? Well, my life experiences verify that this is true. However, I've known knowledge to be power for both good and bad. But I found some good news in this. And the good news is that our power is limited. Our power is limited. Well, this may not sound like good news to you, but I see it as good news because no human being has the power to do all things. And this psalm honors the one who does have the power over and above all humanity. and I call it supernatural power. So I want to encourage you that there is a way to access this supernatural, almighty power and strength. And this way is through God, our Lord and Savior. So in this psalm, the Israelites bear witness to this supernatural power of God in this hymn. This hymn begins by calling upon all those who were perceived as powerful, the heavenly beings, to give honor and praise to the one who's even more powerful than all beings. The Hebrew word here, which translated as heavenly beings, are the sons of gods, the sons of gods with the S. So the Israelites were saying that God is more powerful than any idols or gods that you may have. That God, our Lord, is more powerful. This psalm is thought to be one of the oldest psalms. The Israelites were living in a culture that was polytheistic, and the worship of Canaanite gods were popular. And one of the more popular gods was Baal, who was the Canaanite storm god. And scholars believe that this hymn was originally about the Canaanite storm god Baal, and that the Israelites adapted it for the worship of the Lord. So if this is the case, then my love for this hymn is even that much greater, because it shows that this hymn was the Israelites rebelling against the culture in order to proclaim and worship the one and true God. So instead of singing it like the rest of the culture sings it to the Canaanite storm god, they said, no, this is about our God. And they rebelled against that culture to worship God. So the culture says that Baal has power over the waters. We say the Lord has power over the waters. The culture says that Baal breaks the cedars of Lebanon. We say the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The culture says Baal causes the oaks to whirl. We say the Lord causes the oaks to whirl. This rebellion did not come by the way of cultural knowledge. It takes supernatural strength to use one's voice to speak out against cultural norms. It takes supernatural strength to not worry about what others may think or say and to challenge the culture with divine truth. It takes supernatural strength to follow our calling and to use our gifts for God's glory, even when others criticize us. And it takes supernatural strength to speak up and say that we are to love one another, despite one's skin color, sexuality, gender, class, or age. And as a church, it takes supernatural strength for us to fulfill our vision to be a church of nations. It takes supernatural strength for us to not be satisfied with conforming to the cultural norm of 11 o'clock hour of Sundays being the most segregated time of the week. And it took supernatural strength for the Israelites to not conform to their surrounding culture and to sing out loud that your gods do not compare to the power of the Lord. I imagine that the Israelites were able to sing such a hymn with powerful imagery that challenged the cultural norm because of their own testimony and faith in the Lord. There's a song that says, when I was growing up, it says, as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. And the Israelites' faith in the God who delivered their ancestors from slavery in Egypt, in addition to their own experiences of blessings that could not be explained by human or cultural knowledge, enabled them to sing this song. Remember that time when God led them through the wilderness by a cloud during the day and fire at night? Remember the time when God provided manna, that sweet food from the sky, as they traveled through the wilderness? These were divine interventions. As the Israelites reflected on their lives and that of their ancestors, their truth was the Lord, not Baal, is powerful. So what is the truth that God has revealed in our lives? Will we access this supernatural and almighty power and the strength of God to speak our truth to the world? This hymn ends with, "May the Lord give strength to his people, and may the Lord bless his people with peace." The psalmist believes that God's power can be bestowed upon all of us, God's people, so that we too may have strength. And with this strength, we can have the peace of God. So in order for us to access the strength and peace, we must have faith. The Israelites community had faith to claim the Lord as the one who is powerful as a storm and forever king. They had faith in order to rebel against the Canaanite culture of Baal and sing praises and honor to the Lord. Do we have faith to challenge our culture with our ministry and gifts? Do we have the faith to be proud and loud with our voice as we follow the divine calling of justice and love for all? Do we have faith to depend on the Lord for strength and not merely on our cultural, academic, or social knowledge? So there's something about me that you all probably do not know, and that one of my hobbies is powerlifting. And I haven't done it in a couple of months because I've been working, but that's one of my hobbies. And I trained for powerlifting 2 years before going to divinity school. And after a little over a year of training, I decided to compete in a bench press competition. And at this point, I had learned and practiced much of the techniques for bench pressing. And so my one rep max, that means how much I could lift at one time, at that time was 135 pounds. And the competition was 3 rounds. And the goal is to go up in weight each round, with the last round being my best and possibly record-breaking lift. So my trainer gave me a strategy for the competition. And she said, for the first round, lift something easy, something I could do in my sleep. In the second round, lift something heavy but doable. And in the third round, do something that's a little bit above my one rep max. So in the morning of the competition, I ride to the gym, I got weighed in, and I waited for the competition to start. And my dad and my friend in the back arrived to support me. And there were only 2 women in this competition, me being one of them, and the rest were men. And so I was the first person to lift. And there was 120 pounds on the bar, and I easily lifted the 120 pounds. And everyone else got to lift their first round weight before I was called to lift the second round weight. So the second round comes, and there was 135 pounds on the bar. And I lifted it, but I struggled a little bit. So while everybody else did their second round lift, I was talking to my dad and my friend, and I told them, I am not going to be able to lift this weight on the last round. And I was nervous because I struggled some on that second lift. And my dad told me, stop saying that because you're defeating yourself. And I said, seriously, I am not going to be able to lift this weight on the last round. And so the last round came, and there was 145 pounds on the bar. So I got the bar down to my chest. I lifted it about halfway, and I stopped. I felt stuck. And the judges and everyone there was yelling, push, push, push. But I laid there with the bar halfway, and I gave up. So my third lift was unsuccessful. So I had the knowledge, and I had the ability, but I lacked the faith. I defeated myself before the lift because I lacked the faith in my own strength and power. And so when we lack faith in the power that God gives us, our power is useless because we lack the faith in it. And for us to have strength to overcome the evils and injustices in this world, and for us to not conform to the culture, for us to be a church of nations, we need to have faith in the strength that God has already poured into us. For us to have strength and to discern the will of God, as stated in Romans 12:2, faith is key. Romans 12:2 states, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. So our knowledge and ability, as I said at the beginning, I do believe knowledge is power, but our knowledge and ability can only take us to a certain point. But our faith in God's strength will enable us with supernatural power to be nonconformist and to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And such transformation is a gift to our community in the world. Our community can be the presence of God for each other and to the world. So even if we struggle a little in being the nonconformist that God has called us to be, we shall still keep our eyes on God. Recall the story of Peter walking towards Jesus on the water in Matthew 14. Peter was bold for the Lord and asked God for strength to walk on the water. And Peter began walking on the water, but he became afraid by the wind and started to sink. And there will be times when things may come at us as a community and fear may sink in. And we struggle because of our own fear, like I struggled because of my own fear, and I defeated myself. But yet, when we regain our focus on the Lord by praying and meditating on God and asking God for strength and thanking God for filling us with strength already, God will be right there to pick us up again, just like Jesus was there to lift Peter. So may our faith grant us peace in knowing that the Almighty God and King is with us and working through us. And let us look to God and seek God first in all things so that we may be strengthened to not conform to this world, but do and be the supernatural as we place our faith in God. So may the Lord give strength to his people, and may the Lord bless his people with peace. Amen. Now is the time where we can come for prayer. I, along with Enam, Pastor Enam, would be in the front, and elders and Pastor Heather would be in the back if you'd like to come and have prayer.